Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl. Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke, and so many people could have been harmed, not only financially but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do. Even though yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that too.
Well, Wiggy says that LeBron James is a big, fat hypocrite for the comments that he made yesterday. And he was just back. I believe he was just back from China.
Mm-hmm. Lakers were down there for the whole exhibition. I think they were playing against the Nets. That was the whole, you know, silence week of the NBA when the whole China situation goes on. The only issue I have with LeBron is here's a guy that kind of uses his platform, stands on his soapbox about being able to say what it is you want to say, whether it's about, you know, social issues.
Like Kaepernick.
Right, taking a knee. He has the, you know, freedom to do that. Let's back Cap. He's one of those people. Now he's telling Daryl Morey, who, you know, if whether you're really kind of educated about the situation or not, he basically put out a tweet just saying he supports the Hong Kong protesters. And,
yeah,
you know, there's probably a lot of stuff that goes with that. But why would LeBron then, somebody who's always a guy that's like, say what you want, we need to get out here, we need to give people our opinions and tell people how we feel. They had the whole shut up and dribble. Now he's basically telling this guy, yo, don't be speaking on stuff you don't know about.
I mean, it is massively hypocritical on his part.
Right.
I mean, massively hypocritical. And so I guess LeBron James, who's made millions of dollars here in America, is not somebody who's going to stand with people in another place who are fighting for their freedom.
Yeah.
The very thing that this country where he's made millions and millions of dollars is based on.
Well, it just shows you how people really feel. It's more about, I'm cool to catch your back when it ain't affecting my pockets. And
yeah,
I'm cool to be standing there and, you know, and let's take like I said, let's nail with Cap. Let's support this one and support that one because that ain't affecting my pockets. That ain't affecting my bottom line. But because you're in bed with China and you have a financial relationship with them, now it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
How can you take these guys the same ever again when they say that when they speak out on these matters?
You can't.
It is unbelievable how this one tweet from a general manager just praising freedom fighters in Hong Kong, saying, I stand with your fight for freedom, has exposed the NBA and the stars of that league as the total hypocrites and frauds that they are. It's remarkable. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, you can never move like Steve Kerr, I think, was one of the guys who didn't say anything. You can never take them seriously no more. And even when they were asking questions, I think it was Steph Curry they might have asked the question to, and he was like, well, I don't really know enough about the history. And whether you know the situation or not, what's going on, like, you don't have to know it in depth. I think Curtis made a good point that it's about people that just want basic human rights. So you know that, okay, here's a group of people that want basic human rights, and there are people protesting to try to get those. That's all you really need to know, right?
Listen, China has political dissidents locked away in prisons that haven't seen their families in, you know, 20 years.
Right.
For LeBron James to be on that side
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being on the other side.
Right.
When he has every opportunity in the world to show those people that he gives them their support, but right. he's not, but he doesn't do it. And he said it. He said it's because he said the tweet could have done financial harm.
Right.
To
think about what LeBron's legacy could be if he stood up for what was right in this situation and said, "I don't care what Adam Silver of the NBA. This is wrong. I stand with the GM of the Rockets, and this is a time to speak out against what's being done to these people in China." His legacy would be cemented as a real trailblazer. I mean, and he already has enough money tenfold to live the rest of his life, and for his great-great-grandkids to be rich the rest of theirs. So it would have been an opportunity for him, but unfortunately.
Well, especially when you put yourself out as this guy who's on the side of the people.
The underdog.
The underdog, right?
The protester, the social justice
right.
fighter.
Taco.
Yes.
Go.
Well,
Taco Tuesday.
And that's where you have to be careful in the you have a TV show on HBO called The Shop where you talk about a lot of political things and you're in support of, like you said, Greg, the underdog, the people that are you know, being looked down on, who feel like they don't have a voice.
Yes.
And granted, you might be seeing it just where you live and, you know, in America. But then when you start to have this global effect and there are situations that might not affect your day-to-day life, but there are people out there that are you know, fighting for these same rights. When asked a simple question like, where do you stand? We would think that you would say, hey, good for them.
Not only financially, but physically.
Yeah, he's talking about a tweet that could have harmed people physically,
spiritually too,
and spiritually as well.
Mm-hmm. Spiritually, and what a
right. He's a what fraud. A he's such a fraud.
Now, and that's the thing.
He's, you know, he's a great basketball player.
He's a great basketball player.
But he wanted you to think he was more. He wanted you to think he was this enlightened, progressive social justice warrior who stood up for the right causes, and that was part of his whole persona. And that is gone. Last night, that evaporated.
Yeah, I don't know if it's completely gone, but it's definitely taken a big hit because he has the school in Cleveland where he does some good things. But the problem is, When you're on that side and it's about the people, even if those people are from a different part of the world, you should still kind of say, hey, listen, I support them. I support what they're trying to do. I don't have to be completely educated on everything that's going on, but I know here's why I'm supporting them. But when you choose not to because you know it's about the financial relationship that you have with the, you know, in this case, China, then it comes off real bad.
Well, a texter wants to know how much you think it might have to do with Nike. I mean,
a lot. Yeah, I mean, Nike's a bit. You got to understand. I remember reading somewhere that like basketball in China is so popular. It's even more popular.
Danielle hates when people add the R to the
end.
They hate it. It's a massive thing.
China.
But it's more popular out there than it is in the U.S. And you think about Nike, you think about all the stuff that they got that, you know, that they do.
The next Space Jam movie.
All that stuff.
It's all
the reason
money.
With China, Wiggy, is that they make the sneakers in China. Right. And he has a tie-in with Nike. That's not because of the popularity. It's because of Nike's relationship with China.
Right, but it's still the popularity, too. I mean, that's part of it.
99% of it is the Chinese business relationship with Nike.
Yes.
Who pays LeBron hundreds of millions of dollars.
And that's why they took off. When they had the exhibition games out there, they completely ripped up the court. They took all any sponsorships off of it. But it was amazing to me that this league, the NFL, I mean, the NBA, Adam Silver, guys like Steve Kerr that you hear all the time, guys like LeBron James, you hear all the time. It was amazing to me that when all this stuff was going on, it was crickets. Like, eh, well, we don't really know all the information in
here. Well, because it's easy to tweet about Colin Kaepernick or others.
Or Hillary Clinton.
If it's not affecting
right.
your own bank account.
Correct.
When it comes to this particular situation, LeBron is all about LeBron. Right.
But isn't
it's all about LeBron's really money.
But isn't that, like, it shouldn't be about your image and the way that you want people to view you? And I relate it to the same thing like Max Kellerman's and Brady's falling off a cliff when everybody knows he's not. Now people look, anytime you say anything, you look like You just look like a character. Mm-hmm. So
Cliff.
LeBron in this situation, every time he now comes out about any type of trying to be a social justice freedom fighter, people are going to be like, what about that situation?
Yeah.
He's going to be doing a sit down with Rachel Nichols in the next week, and it's going to be, I swear to God, it's going to be, I didn't really mean that. He's going to really, because he's going to have to do huge damage control here.
Don't know what the day is.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Hey, so let me.
Mike is calling from Edelman's phone.
Yeah. Just give him a second. I'll come back through.
Are they going to call back? Oh, Mike sounded like he was fully confident.
Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
LeBron went to Twitter to clarify. He said, let me clear up the confusion. I do not believe there was any consideration for the consequences and ramifications of the tweet. I am not discussing the substance. Wiggy's been great this morning.
I'll tell LeBron I appreciate that.
Hashtag Wiggs out.
But the tweet, if you look at the tweet that that Daryl Morey put out there, it was just a simple tweet, you know, hey, I support the Hong Kong protesters.
Yeah. And who doesn't? When it comes to communist China, like, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you support them? That's the most,
right, I don't think you have
the most American thing that you can do.
Right. I don't think you have to have a bunch of education and knowledge about what exactly is the root of the situation. You just know there's a group of people that feel like they're being treated unfairly for basic human rights, and they want it, and they're protesting for that.
Like Kenny Curtis.
Here's a text that says, an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere, unless it affects LeBron's pockets.
Right.
Then it's fine. He's a joke. Yeah.
Then it's justified.
I think, is Mike back? All right. Here is Mike from Connecticut. Mike, you back?
Yeah, I apologize about that, guys.
No worries. What's up?
All right. So, let me preface everything I'm going to say, that I'm what you would call a non-Trump Republican.
Yes.
I've been Republican my whole life. I didn't vote for him just because I didn't believe in him as a candidate. Mm-hmm. However, what I see with guys like LeBron and Popovich and Kirk.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
no.
China got
being drunk. Woke doesn't make you educated.
Oh, no.
Being okay. Woke doesn't make you educated. What it means is you're willing to say whatever false narrative that the certain sides of the media are pushing to kind of protect your own image. You want to come across as, you know, virtue signaling. You want to come across as virtuous, even though you might not actually be educated on the subject. And for LeBron to basically have no problem bashing the United States government, whether we agree with anything they do or not, you know, you should never root for your own president to fail. Whether it was anybody that I knew, they couldn't stand Obama. You never root for the U.S. government to fail. You always try to side with them. You want the best for whatever people you have. For him and Popovich and Kerr and all these guys to basically side against the government that doesn't care anything about its people, that it is an evil, disgusting communist dictatorship, I guess, is that what you want to call it?
Yeah.
It just proves that these guys, I mean, they're all talk. Every single one of them is all talk, whether it comes to any subjects on race, the fake wage gap that they continue to to push with the WNBA, any of those, like, touchy topical subjects. I mean, they're frauds. Every single one of them is a fraud. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. I mean, I get it. There are a lot of things that you want to come across as the nice guy. You don't want to, you know, potentially damage, your reputation. But sometimes you actually really do have to educate yourself on these subjects. And I think it's ironic that, you know, someone like him, LeBron, who is anti-racist, and I have no doubt in my mind that he's not a racist, I don't think he did any of his homework, and he wasn't educated on the subject when it came to somebody like Hillary Clinton with her background of racism. So I just think it's all hypocritical. I think they all I don't want to say shut up and dribble because I want them to have an opinion. I just think they actually have to sit down with people on the opposite side of the political spectrum, get educated, forget being woke, and they're not going to end up looking bad like this, because this is a bad look. This is a bad look for one of the most popular American athletes of all time. And I think him, Popovich, Kerr, you know, Steph Curry, anybody that comes out, you know, it doesn't matter what it is from now on. They're never going to be taken serious again. I think this is going to be a big step back anytime somebody wants to come out and speak about something that actually matters in this country.
Well, how can you think about a tank in Tiananmen Square running down people who had the audacity to protest,
right,
and ever support China ever again? I don't care how much money you're
right. It's not. It's like I said. It wasn't about knowing the education about the root of the issue. It's what that caller just said to me is the biggest thing. When you're fraudulent, I think that is more damaging for your image than anything. Hmm. Because now moving forward, when you look at LeBron, it's gonna. That's the first thing that's gonna pop up into your mind is you had a group of people here that you didn't support, regardless of what it was that they, you know, the issue was. You knew they were being done wrong. You didn't support them, but you want us to now then support these other people that you allegedly or I'm making air quotes or telling us we should support the Kaepernick movement. Yeah, yeah. We should support.
Speaking of Kaepernick, anybody going to talk to Colin Kaepernick about his relationship with China and Nike?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that'll come up, or is that never going to be mentioned to Colin Kaepernick?
It'll never be mentioned. Because he's got one issue, which his girlfriend told him about. That's his only issue. He's not woke on any other.
Has he seen the police
issue.
Brutality in China where they lock people up because they are of religious faith?
And don't you think a lot of people do it for likes? Like a lot of these celebrities
do.
Are doing it for likes.
They do it for
because
likes.
Because you'd be hard-pressed to find a universal cause for which they'd actually put out, you know, more than one thing. It's a popularity contest. If it's something sexy and shiny that people are talking about, they want to get at the forefront of it. But if there were 15 other controversies just like it that happened in the last year, they'd have no knowledge of it.
Curtis, where do you stand? Because these texters are calling out your hypocrisy with regard to the president. Do you feel like the president?
I have a very consistent message about President Trump. I'm glad I voted for him because he's not Hillary Clinton. I think he's a total boob. I think he's a disaster in many areas. But I'm happy he's president and Hillary Clinton is not. But
I like you.
But with regard to China.
Of course there's hypocrisy in his trade negotiations with China. Yes, okay. I'm simply stating as it means to LeBron James having an opportunity to stand up for something in a position where he proclaims to be this warrior against social injustice around the world and in the United States, he capitulated to his big bosses, which is everything he railed against before. Donald Trump is a psycho who's our president, and I'm glad I voted for him.
All right. Coming up at 9. Rob Gronkowski will be in the studio with us. And still to come this week, the governor is going to be here on Thursday. I'm assuming that's all going to be vape talk. There's a big hearing today to try to stop the vape ban,
right.
To try to pause the vape ban. So the governor will be here for Breakfast with Baker on Thursday. And Julian Edelman will join us on Friday's Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to Tom Brady's interview anytime on the radio.com app. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Rake in the savings at 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Ram Power Day is going on. Huge savings on a new 2019 Ram 4x4. Check them out at 495ram.com. Well, you grilled Tom Brady about Gronk yesterday, Hillman. And Jim Gray did it last night. Why aren't you reaching out to Gronk? Here's what Brady said
Why
last night.
Why not talk to him about it?
Well, that's a good question, but, you know, again, I think when people make those decisions that are really life-altering decisions, career changes and so forth, I mean, they're doing that, you know, with a lot of times pretty strong fortitude. So that's not really my place to try to speak to them and what changes they want to make on their life on my behalf. So if they want to make them, they should be on their behalf.
Now, a couple things there. He says with great fortitude. I don't think Gronk retired with that great of fortitude. He didn't turn the papers in, and he's still keeping it open, as he did last week.
I heard Wiggy say the other day, I think it was on Dale and Keith, that he hasn't, you didn't turn your papers
in.
Guys don't turn their papers in.
Did Bob Kraft bring it up then?
I mean, look at Gronk. Do you think he's a big paperwork guy? I mean, you think he does his taxes himself?
Sure he does,
With H&R Blockhead? I don't think so.
I'm willing to bet you most guys don't even know where to go to turn there or even figure out how to get their retirement.
You have to mail them in triplicate.
I wouldn't even know how to tell you how to do it.
That doesn't matter. The guy retired. It was a big decision that he made. I think Tom Brady is correct. Is that I'm not going to change Gronk's mind. Nobody's going to change Gronk's mind.
Gronk, we'll have him in here.
I know. We're gonna have him in
and you're going to ask him the question.
Yes, I'm going to ask him.
And you know he's going to go, maybe.
Leave
the door open.
If I miss it mid-season.
He actually told me he wants to talk about China when he gets in.
Right.
Chinese food.
Patriots have some roster manipulations going on. They signed a tight end, Eric Tomlinson, and Ben Watson is at the facility, but not signed officially yet. They've also released Young Wei Koo, the backup kicker. So Carly Lloyd's got an opening on the practice squad, maybe, depending. Or they love Nugent. I don't know. David Pastrnak, a four-goal game yesterday. Jaro Halak, another strong performance, 230 saves on 32 shots. One doubter, Hillman, I don't know if you noticed, but Krejci left with an injury,
yes.
So he didn't play much after the first period. And that continues to be the big issue. Now, Krejci's winger and then Krejci's health. The scoring beyond the top line, which has scored 11 of their 16
goals. Well, his winger is on the third line, where they should move Coyle to right wing when Krejci's healthy at center. Because I think Coyle would be perfect on that line.
No, they got to split up the top line at some point. They can't get too happy with the
all right,
top
so then,
line production.
So
Pastrnak should be his winger.
They're 5-1.
Okay, but in the playoffs, everybody brings it up. What happened to the Cup final?
Like the best start in 20 years for a Bruins team.
So then move Pasta to the second line alongside Krejci and
yes.
Move Coyle to the first line.
Well, I'd move Heinen up there, but okay.
No.
Yeah, I would want to see that.
Coyle at the first line right winger. I think those would be two solid lines right there.
All that matters is Greg Hill's seat was perfect. Lots of leg room, and Cam Neely's coming in Friday.
It was great. It was great. I'm not trying to curry favor with anybody
yes,
over there.
Yes, you are. You honk. Every single picture I've looked at online, the seating sucks. And you pussed out because you did not take the photo from the top.
What do you mean?
It from behind your knees.
I saw the photo. It's kind of. It's a little deceptive because
it's very deceptive because of the angle and the positioning. Which
it was
is
a nice.
You were
in the loge box of the pandering
Thank
section.
Thank you.
It was beautiful.
I was not in the pandering
When's
section.
When's the Panda Express coming?
Your text message said, "Be nice to the Bruins."
I did not say anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
This is the Greg Hill Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I have never seen the women of Entercom look so put together as they do today.
Everybody is polished and buffed and scrubbed and made up and coiffed.
Is it Gronk or is it the
yes,
fact
because
that
everybody's going to line up to get their picture taken.
With Rob Gronkowski. Gronk is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a line like Splash Mountain outside the women's room.
Wow.
Right now.
Splash. Celebrate.
Gronk. Who would have thought?
Maybe it's for you, Wiggy.
You never know. Some people like, like I told you, some people like Doc Meat.
I mean, you were
Mrs. Wiggins is outside with a bat.
She would have. No, she'd be celebrating. Yes.
Celebrate.
I mean, if you were gonna rank the position in Patriots history, Gronk is number one.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you...
It's not even close.
Where are you?
On that list?
Yeah. I mean, are you above Russ Francis?
No. Russ was good.
Okay.
Russ was good.
All right.
Russ was good.
I mean,
I'm on that list somewhere.
Top five or?
Nah, not top five. Ben, you got Ben Coates.
Yeah.
I mean, Russ Francis.
Top 10?
All Aaron time? Hernandez.
Well, I mean, sadly, you do have to have him. I mean, you can't deny what he
maybe for the short period of time, maybe it might be on the top 10 list.
Top 10?
I could possibly break the top 10. I'll take it. I'll take it.
All right. Well, Gronk will be here in about a half an hour. And this is Jonathan from Chelsea. Jonathan, Curtis let you on today?
No, Stiz did.
Stiz Grimey did. Okay. What's going on, Jonathan?
Morning. Oh, not much. First of all, I'd like to apologize to Curtis. I didn't, it was all jokes, man. You know me, Greg. Oh. It's all love, man.
Well, I was waiting for a fight today.
You were really
good. Yeah, don't apologize to him.
Greg said something about us selling in a gym and blah, 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 and I just, took that and ran. But either way.
No, don't apologize.
I'm calling in today because I actually agree with Curtis and Wiggy on this. LeBron's coming off extremely horrible, and he's a hypocrite like crazy for this, just for the sake of profits. But at the same time, I'm calling in because you guys are being a little hypocritical, too, because you guys are okay with the NFL doing what they're doing to Colin Kaepernick for the sake of profits.
I'm not okay with the NFL.
No, not you, Wiggy. I know you.
I've said it from day one that the NFL has blackballed Colin Kaepernick.
Of course. So how can you be okay with that for profits, but LeBron doing it is horrible? I don't understand those two.
Curtis?
Colin Kaepernick
has
not...
That goes for you, too.
Yeah, no, I'll answer after Curtis.
Colin Kaepernick has basically shown no desire to get back in the league. His surrogates speak on his behalf. He has not sat down once and spoken on camera at all about his desire to play in the NFL. I believe he is just a puppet for his girlfriend's political gain. I don't think he actually wants to play again in the NFL.
I don't think he could play in the NFL right now. Oh, look, Wiggy gets so upset. Look at him. He's staring me down. And
because
he hates
it's
when
not,
I say
it,
this.
It's not about whether he could play. It's about whether or not he should at least have the opportunity to prove whether or not he could play.
Exactly. Somebody kicked the tires at least, man.
And they're not going to do it. He's being blackballed, and you know who's next? Who's on that list right behind them? A.B. A.B. is another guy. Say what
A.B. is being blackballed.
Say what you want.
Because nobody wants his idiocy on their roster.
If the commissioner, let me ask you a question, Greg. If the commissioner came out today and said Antonio Brown is not going to be suspended or put on the exempt list, you don't think there would be a team that would sign him?
Let me answer your question, Jermaine. Yes, I do think there would be.
Okay,
but there's a reason why they haven't come out and said that.
And what is that reason?
Because there's
they don't want it to affect their bottom line. They're, you know, NFL's 100 season. They don't want that taking over, AB taking that over.
By the way, did I see that AB has taken a page out of the Tom Brady playbook
and has
opened up or is opening up his own performance life performance center?
Yep.
Of course he is.
AB 84-7.
It's called 84-7.
It's on his Instagram stories.
And you can live the lifestyle that AB lives.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, what do they do? Practice sending harassing text messages to people?
The weight worm turf, you know.
They have a big fire in the back where you throw your career onto it.
But you don't think that...
One of the ways they work out is they do intense furniture
throwing. It's always good for you. Yes. So you don't believe that he's being blackballed from the NFL, Antonio Brown?
Blackballed because he's not the kind of person that you would want on your team, and
but
you have to be constantly.
How many players are in the NFL that have issues? I mean,
How many players in the NFL are given what everybody around them understands is one final chance, and they F it up because they're an idiot.
But people get multiple chances. He gets multiple. We got a player on our team who's got multiple chances. And granted, he's doing a great job with it right now, and that's Josh Gordon. Adrian Peterson is playing in Washington, and there was pictures of the welts that he put on his kid's arm or leg.
Tyreek Hill caught 2 touchdown passes.
Tyreek Hill's another one who caught 2 touchdown passes. We heard audio of him basically saying, you should be scared of me. So to say, well, AB is a nut, just like Curtis said about Trump. AB might be a knucklehead. He might be an idiot.
A boob.
The guy deserves the opportunity as long as he hasn't been convicted of any criminal charges. He deserves the opportunity to be making a living playing football. And the reason why nobody's touching him is because the commissioner is dragging his feet on what the decision that he's going to do with Antonio Brown. So that to me is called being blackballed, shady business, the same way they did with Cap.
Here's a text, Wiggy, a 603 text from New Hampshire.
The great state of New Hampshire.
Would you hire a psychopath with AB's history for any other job?
Well, AB's not a psychopath.
Oh, he's not?
I don't have to worry about a psychopath. Is somebody I got to worry about coming in and shooting up the place.
Free me, Grandma!
Yeah. You might not like AB's attitude. You might not like some of the things that he's done.
Yes.
And he might be a boob, a goof, or whatever. But when I look at it, he hasn't been charged with a criminal act. He hasn't been convicted for a criminal act.
Mm-hmm.
And I would give him, whether it's a third, fourth, whatever chance you want to be, he still deserves a chance to play.
At 84-7 Fitness, we begin the program by burning the bottom of your feet off.
Oh.
That's an aggressive start.
You really have to commit to it.
Well, you got
to
get rid of those calluses, you know, then you got to get rid of the dead skin.
Right.
Devil going to try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals.
They Facebook 80. Live all private conversations.
84-7. Give me a break. So that's what he's getting. Is he going to give, like, life lessons? Like,
I don't
philosophical?
Think he's going to give life lessons. I think he's just going to train you and get you ready.
Yeah, he has a book, The 4 Disagreements.
That's a good one. I like that.
That's pretty good.
This is really to inspire you.
This is, and by the way, the problem with the business plan is that nobody pays for the services. Like, they sign up and then they never pay their bill at 84/7 Fitness.
Well, then that might be a place you want to work out at.
Carla.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Hi.
What's happening, Carla?
Nothing much. Moved over from AAF. Still loving the show and everything.
Oh, thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate that.
My only complaint, Nikki, is granted, not granite. Are you talking about stone and everything?
Oh, Wiggy, it's granted, not granted. Granite. All right.
That's granted. If you're going to be on the radio, speak properly.
Granted. I'm sorry, Mrs. English teacher.
It's not. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Did I say that right? You are very welcome. Because it's not your welcome, right?
Your.
It's your.
That's why I said your. You are.
Chris.
Right. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, another day in the life. How about you guys?
Same.
So I wanted to call in. I'm so tired of that word blackball. Yes. As if the owners get together, hold hands, and all agree, none of us are going to sign this guy. Mm-hmm. They just can't do that. They've never been able to do that.
Well, that's what Wiggy believes.
So what do you think they're doing?
And he played the game.
I hope Wiggy's actually reading from a script, and somebody has to use that word and take that part of this argument, okay?
Well, no, but what do you believe? They might not be in a room, and they might not be sending each other, or they might not be on a group text message, hey, make sure we don't sign AB. But don't you believe this? Maybe you don't want to use blackball. How about this word for you, collusion?
No, I don't believe in that either. What I believe is Colin Kaepernick, with the style of quarterback he is, could only play for so many teams to begin with. You know, there has to be a running quarterback team, and there just aren't that many out there to begin with.
Well, on Carolina's quarterback got hurt. He could have came in. They like to run the ball with Cam Newton.
Sure. But again, on top of that, a quarterback is a leader. He can't be divisive. Almost any other position, you can have an idiot. But a quarterback has to be the leader of a team.
Okay.
And you can't have like half the team, mad at him because he's kneeling, and the other half not.
But I don't think anybody on San Francisco, from all the reports that we have, all the San Francisco players all supported him, his decision.
What do you think they would say, Wiggy?
I don't know. We may have heard from a couple that supported, just like on anything. You get the whiners and the protesters, or the people that are really behind something. You don't hear from all the people in the country. You hear about the whiners that come on the talk
radio,
right?
But if there are people who don't disagree, or if there are people who don't agree with Kaepernick that might be on his team, they would say, I don't agree with him nailing. We heard NFL players talking about that when this was all going on. To use, well, he's not a leader, it's not the football, I mean, that's so fraudulent. That's the LeBron James that thinks he is a good enough player to at least be in camp.
At 84/7 Fitness, is everyone walking around with a small towel covering their junk?
Yes.
Is that what everybody wears at 84/7 Fitness, Wiggy?
That's part of the attire, so if you'd like to wear it.
Mm-hmm. It's a complimentary towel.
Clothing optional fitness program.
Right.
This is Keith. Hello, Keith.
Hey, guys. I was calling again. It's the same thing for Wiggy here. I just don't understand this whole, AB and Colin Kaepernick deserving to have a job in the NFL. Man, I deserve to have a job in the NFL. These guys they're both punks, man. I mean, Kaepernick is on his knees 24/7. Mm-hmm. You got AB who can't keep his mouth shut. Who would want this drama on their team? Whether or not they can play football is not the point. The reason they're not playing is because of the drama that they bring.
So you don't think there's a lot, Keith, you don't think there's a lot of punks? Tebow got opportunity. He got endless opportunity. You don't think there's plenty? You don't think there's, answer the question, Keith. There are plenty of punks in the NFL. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's not about whether or not you're a punk. It's about whether or not you can play or whether or not you deserve an opportunity to come into camp. To think that Kaepernick should be a starter. Listen, I didn't say Kaepernick should be a starter for anybody's team. But to say that this guy's not good enough for at least an opportunity in training camp, come on, man. Just get off the crack. Get off the crack if you believe he's not.
I mean, the guy.
You think I'm on crack?
If you believe that Kaepernick doesn't at least deserve an opportunity to be in somebody's training camp, yeah. I think you're on crack.
There's a lot of erratic behavior from AB.
Yeah.
Would you acknowledge that?
Yeah, I've said that. Yeah, he's done some stupid stuff. He's very erratic. He's a buffoon. Like Curtis said, he's a boob. He says some crazy stuff.
He's a narcissist.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
There's plenty of narcissists in the NFL.
True.
Well, are we going to stop basing people
on their mental stability? Yes.
Oh, no, just
yes.
Just,
in a workplace, we like
people not being charged of rape. That's kind of one.
No, he's never been charged of rape. See, that's false. That's fake. No, that's fake news, Curtis. He's never been charged with rape. So stop. That's
not
fake
in the middle
news.
Of civil litigation regarding
fake
violent
news.
Rape.
Fake news. He's never been charged with rape.
I just said involved with civil litigation.
You
involving...
said he was charged. There's never been a player charged with rape.
The record. I would not like people on my team that are being investigated for civilly. In the civil court for violent rape. That is not what I'm looking for.
Well, okay, you might not be looking for that, but there are other people out there in the NFL that would look at it and go, hey, there are plenty of guys who deal with civil lawsuits.
You know Wiggy has a gig lined up at 84-7. Like, he's going to be, when you check
in. He's the trainest guy there.
He's going to be your trainer.
That's it. Get into that cryo.
Get in the cryo tank.
No shoes.
No shoes.
Go
in
barefoot.
No shoes in the cryo tank. All right.
You still got to pay me, so might as well let me earn it.
Are we up against the clock?
Yes, sir.
All right. Coming up sometime after 9, Rob Gronkowski in the studio with us. This is the Jermaine Wiggins Show with Greg Hill and Danielle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, never mind AB, but Wiggy and Danielle just had an 8-minute conversation about whether or not women find Rob Gronkowski to be attractive or not.
Yeah, I asked the question because my wife doesn't really find him to be attractive. She prefers the dock meat, but I asked Danielle, you know, do women find Gronk to be attractive? You know?
He's the other white meat.
Yes. He's the other white meat.
Gronk is a POM.
Okay.
He's a piece of meat.
He's
a piece of meat.
Ladies love him. He's got the build. He's tall. He's handsome. He's good looking. Great personality. Very outgoing.
Great personality.
Yeah.
Just don't say anything.
There you go.
Because you know when Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Because my wife, two piece of meats that she likes or piece of white meat that she likes.
Pieces of meat.
Yeah.
I think I just burst the blood vessel.
Yeah. Piece of white meats. Tim Tebow.
What?
Yeah.
Right. Tim Tebow.
What?
Tim Tebow.
He's so white.
She sees Tebow, but I mean, she just says, don't say anything. And
what do you mean? Right. Oh, she doesn't want
keep
Tebow.
Keep his mouth shut.
She doesn't want him to talk. Like David Beckham.
Yeah.
Danielle likes David Beckham, but she doesn't want him to talk because of his weird.
Well, all of a sudden he opens his mouth and he's like a Cockney accent. Yeah. Just be hot and sweaty and sinewy.
Ruins it when he talks, but it doesn't ruin it when Gronk talks, right? For women, they like when Gronk talks. No, what?
Depends on what they're looking for. If they're looking for the intellectual stimulation, Gronk's
not their guy. Goofy frat guy.
But if you're looking for a guy who's just a good... Gronk is just a simple guy. He plays football, and that's Gronk. That's nicest guy
in the world.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed
one bit. Fantastic dude, very approachable. Gronk is what Gronk is.
Gronk is the football mutt.
Yes, he is. That's a good way to put it.
Whoa.
Yeah. Who's the other guy that she likes?
She is enamored with the defensive coordinator from the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, she's just like...
How did that
She
happen?
Saw him on TV. She's like, who's that?
Oh.
She's like, did he play when you played? I go, I'm not sure.
So, Jermaine, you know him.
Does Mrs. Wiggins have a hall pass
yes.
for Tim Tebow?
No. That's not her speech. She just thinks he's attractive.
Oh, okay.
But does she have a hall pass?
Yeah, Chris Brown. She for
oh,
I'm like
Chris Brown.
And you let that happen?
Well, I'm like the you and her personality and him. I'm like that's World War III.
Explosive.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Somebody's definitely
right. Somebody's calling 911.
Somebody's calling 911. I'm like,
somebody's
really
getting back to sleep.
Yeah, Chris.
Does she give you a hall pass?
I don't know.
You haven't discussed
Never
it?
Never asked.
I've asked.
Who'd you ask for?
I was on Ashanti, but now it's Megan Thee Stallion.
Who?
Megan
Thee Stallion.
Who's that?
Come on, man. It's Hot Girl Summer.
Oh, yes.
Come on, you don't know Megan Thee Stallion?
No. Greg, it's Megan Thee
Megan
Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
That's your hall pass?
Megan Thee Stallion.
That's it. You guys got to get
up. Just because you don't get it, Curtis.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, he
does. Does Mrs. Curtis have a hall pass?
Tom Brady.
Oh, really?
And who's your hall pass?
My wife.
Tom Brady. Yeah. His is also Tom Brady.
What about that Mexican weather chick, Wiggy? You were into her.
Nah.
Yannick Garcia?
Yeah, no, I showed them like on the
Yannick Garcia
on Telemundo. They're weather women and just they wear the skimpiest things.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's why they. That's the
point. Megan Thee Stallion's my speed.
And she is a rapper.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not married. I can have sex with whoever I want.
These are hall passes, Danielle. They're not real.
I know. It's just conceptual. Just remember that. And Mrs. Wiggins thanks you for remembering that on the air.
Gronk will be in here shortly. This is Mike from Portland. Yes, Mike. What's up?
Hey, Greg. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great up here in Portland. Hey,
by the way, are you a new listener or did you listen to the old show?
I listened to the old show with Kirk and Jerry.
No, okay.
I've been listening a long time.
Okay, so you didn't listen. So I just want to tell you about an event that I do for the foundation up your way in the spring. We have a giant cornhole tournament.
Oh, wow.
At the Brunswick.
So
Old Orchard.
Most fun day.
The Brunswick's nice. That's a nice spot.
So just heads up on that. We'll probably announce it in January or February or whatever, and it sells out every year. So I just wanted to tell you about that. But go ahead. What are you calling about?
Okay. I'll try and show up to that. That sounds good.
All right,
I'm calling because I heard Wiggy and Rich yesterday struggling to come up with a nickname for the Patriots defense.
Yes.
And Wiggy, I heard Nightmare in New England wasn't too bad, but I've got one for you. You let me know what you think, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The Boston D Party.
It's already been used.
Yeah, Boston D Party.
It's already been used?
Yeah, it's already been used.
I've been to that.
And we got to be a little careful. When you just throw the letter D up there, it can take on a lot of different.
I'm going to laugh every single time, okay?
You can get very sexual.
Yes, sexual.
Uh-huh.
The D of destruction.
I mean, this is the most
ridiculous
thing.
I'm hoping to get that this weekend.
Why does there need to be, a nickname, and why do you
Kyle Van Noy asked for one. Because of the linebackers being the boogeyman.
It was likes. He doesn't really want one.
I told you, my nickname is the Nightmare in New England, and then they could still keep their boogeyman.
Bill doesn't want him to have a nickname. I mean, he made that pretty clear yesterday.
Well, he doesn't care.
Huh?
He doesn't care.
Well, I think when Christian asked him about it, it seemed to me like he was not interested.
I thought the nickname was kind of interesting because people are trying to, they're looking at your defense and how historic it could be, and they want to attach a name to it. So over the weekend, I did a show with Jermaine Wiggins, and I just want to give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down on Jermaine Wiggins, his suggestion. Defenders of defense.
Yeah, I'm not getting into the nickname business. We're just trying to.
How about the Sticky Bandits? Wait, have you ever had a nickname? Did you grow up? Because I know Glenn's was Little Earl.
It was not.
Lou's, yes, it was.
I've been called a lot of things.
Yeah,
I've been called Lou's a lot of things.
Would you be surprised if I told you Lou's nickname was Mouse?
I was a little guy.
He was tiny.
A little tiny guy. What do you want me to tell you? Squeaky.
What a shock. Bill's not in the nickname business.
Well, how's Christian going to make it sound like it was me? He was on the show with me that day coming up with nicknames. Hey, Bill, Jermaine, come up with a nickname for your defense.
Bill didn't seem that interested.
Yeah.
I don't think. I hate to break it.
He did giggle when he said the Sticky Bandits.
Yes, he did, yes. Well, John. John?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's up?
Am I on the air right now?
Yep.
Oh, all right. I didn't know if I was on the air right now. But first of all, I just wanted to bring up that AB thing real quick.
Yeah.
Wiggy Wiggs, 100% right. Dude's being blackballed. It's so obvious, but I really don't care about him. It's just you got big mouth over here, Curtis. He's always talking. I don't know why he's talking because you shouldn't be on the road. Matter of fact, you should be in jail too.
Curtis should be in jail as well.
I think he's getting his alcohol people mixed up.
Well,
no, I mean, I drove drunk every day for about 10 years. I was an idiot to do it. Yeah. I regret it immensely. I should have been arrested. I totally agree.
Why try to throw mutt under the bus, Wiggy?
Well, because he said you shouldn't be on the road. And that was the first person who came to my mind that had an incident. I was like, is he thinking of Curtis? No, Curtis, I mean, has the other thing.
But that's neither here nor there. I mean, Curtis,
not really relevant to the conversation.
Curtis is allowed to have an opinion on AB, just like you are.
Yeah.
If we're being honest, he talks too much on that show.
I mean,
Mutt had a weird voice with that call.
Well, but for people that don't believe that there's some type of, you know, collusion or he's not being blackballed from the NFL, like for people who rarely can sit there and go, no, he's not. That's like naive to me. It's fraudulent. AB is the best wide receiver in the game, not in the NFL. And the only reason why teams are hesitant to take a chance on him is because the commissioner hasn't said anything about what he might do with him, whether it's the exempt list or suspending him. If he said those things, and even AB has said it, like, make a decision. And here's what I told AB. I said, I told him. I said, here's what you need to do.
On Instagram? In person?
When did you tell him this?
On Twitter?
When did I tell him this? I told him Sunday.
What?
Wait a minute, what
are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, okay. You had a conversation with AB?
No, I didn't have a conversation.
There
with
it
him.
Is.
Yeah. I didn't have a conversation, but I said it over the air.
Oh, you're so. Uh-huh.
And you express.
Yeah, and AB
in
and
general
I.
General direction.
He likes my tweets at times, so he's listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I said, the only way you can move anything here is you got to sue the NFL for $1 billion.
What?
Yes.
What? Sue everybody.
Sue the NFL.
Just go sue crazy.
No, just the NFL.
For $1 billion.
As high as you can think of a number. You can go higher than that.
Yeah.
Because make a living and doing what you do best, which is play football.
You're beautiful. Because
they won't make a decision.
Yeah. Wigs out.
I guarantee you that lights a fire under Goodell's ass. I guarantee it.
So he's going to sue because his behavior has led to no NFL team willing to risk the unknown and what he's going to do next. He's going to sue.
It's not the behavior. It's the time that the commissioner's taking to make a decision on what's going to happen with him.
Right.
The man
can't pay the bills.
He's dragging his feet.
I don't know if he can't
pay the bills, but he should.
Well, he couldn't pay the bills before when he had millions.
He should be able to make a living. Yeah.
All right, Wiggy is here. Gronk is coming up. We will be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.